Hi there, boys and girls. What a joy it is to be with you for the Children's Bible Club broadcast. I hope you've been having a good week. No doubt you've been busy. And I hope that part of your being busy has been by helping your mother and dad and being a blessing to them. Your parents do so much for you. I hope you will be thankful and see how you can be a blessing to them. One way, is by being obedient all the time. Another way is to look for ways to help with the work at home. Some kids don't help until they're asked or even have to be told. They don't seem to know what the word volunteer means. I hope you aren't that way. I hope you will look for ways to be a willing helper at home. God will bless you for it, and it will make you and your parents happy. Think on that now as the choir sings. Thank you, choir, for that good message and song. Boys and girls, recently something special was advertised as coming to our area. It would be exciting with all kinds of sights to see. Do you know what it was? It was a big circus with elephants and tigers and aerial acrobats and clowns and daredevil acts on motorcycles. And even a man to be shot out of a cannon. Wow, it would be wonderful to see. The problem was, you had to have a ticket to get in. Yes, tickets are all important if you want to ride a bus or an airplane or get into an amusement park. Sometimes you have to stand in line a long time to buy a ticket. And tickets cost money. Sometimes a lot of money. Sometimes we have to save up a long time to get enough money to buy a ticket to a special ball game or other event. Well, you'll be curious to know about someone who bought a certain ticket in today's story. I'm not sure what the price of the ticket was, but I tell you, beside the money, it cost that man a lot of fear and trouble. And after all that distress, he never even got to the place for which he had bought the ticket. It never even got him to his desired destination. Now, what good is a ticket like that? What's wrong with this picture? Well, stay with me and find out about today's story. A strange story indeed. We'll get to it right after the choir's next song.
Guide me, O thou great
Yes, a man was overboard, but no one shouted a warning. No one threw him a lifeline. The sailors watched in horror, but no one tried to save the poor man. They just backed away from the ship railing with ashen faces, wondering at what they had just done. This day that they would never forget began as others, stocking their ship in preparation for a big voyage. The difference was, this day was that they had a passenger who wasn't supposed to be on that voyage. Oh, he had a valid ticket, all right, but wait, let me back up. You see, there was a prophet named Jonah, and God had a special assignment for him. God's orders were very plain. He could not misunderstand them. God said, "Jonah, get up and go to Nineveh and warn the people because of their awful wickedness. Warn the people of judgment due to their great sin." That sounds like a perfect job for Jonah. After all, that was what prophets did, told people God's message. All he had to do was put on his sandals and go on his way. But not Jonah. He did not want to go to Nineveh. He hated those people, and he surely didn't want to warn them of judgment. He wanted God's judgment to fall, and fall hard on them. What? I thought prophets were supposed to love people. Maybe so, but Jonah had not one speck of love or even human kindness for the Ninevites. He wanted them all dead, all to be banished off the face of the earth. What was this all about? Well, Nineveh was a giant city, the capital of the Assyrian Empire, and the Assyrians were wicked, cruel, torturous people with no mercy for anyone, let alone the Jewish people. No, Jonah hated them and was determined not to go to that city, not even when God commanded him himself. He would run in the opposite direction. He would get as far as he could, as fast as he could. He ran down to the docks at Joppa and bought a ticket for the next ship leaving for Tarshish, about 2,000 miles in the opposite direction. He went to extremes to get away from the presence of the Lord. No, he would not go to Nineveh, and that was final. So, when the ship, loaded with all its cargo, pulled out of the Joppa harbor, Jonah was on board. He was so glad to be headed west away from Nineveh, he went down into the hold, relaxed, and soon was fast asleep. Great! This was just the relief he needed. Now, while Jonah was snoozing down below, up on deck, a great windstorm came up. The ship began to toss with the great waves. The storm kept getting stronger and stronger, pitching the ship up and down and rolling it from side to side. Giant waves washed over the deck, and soon the sailors feared for their very lives. The ship was going down. The captain ordered, "Throw the cargo overboard." But the ship still was pounded by the waves. Then, "Throw the tackle over! Lighten the load or we will all die in a watery grave!" They did that too, but the treacherous wind and waves still threatened the ship and sailors. When the captain found Jonah sleeping through all the chaos, he cried, "What's the big idea of sleeping down here when we're all about to perish? Get up and pray to your God!" Even a pagan sea captain knew that there had to be a cause for such a relentless, unnatural storm. In desperation, he and the sailors decided to cast lots to see who was causing the trouble. Superstitious as they were, God allowed the lot to fall on Jonah. The men were astonished. They grilled him. "Who are you? Where are you from? What is your work? We want some answers, mister." Jonah went straight to the point and confessed, "I'm an Hebrew. I belong to the true God who created heaven and earth. The truth is, I'm running from his presence." "Why? Why would you do that? What shall we do so we all won't be lost in this storm?" Again, Jonah answered plainly, "It's all my fault, men. Just throw me overboard, and your troubles will be all over."
"Jonah, think what you're saying. Would you rather drown? Would you rather die than repent and go to Nineveh?"
That's exactly what he meant. He knew he was wrong, but he would not repent.
The men were shocked. They couldn't do that. They couldn't throw a man to his death.
They rowed harder than ever trying to reach land, but it was no use against such a tempest. At last, it seemed the only way. They lifted Jonah up, one by his hands and one by his feet, and a one, a two, a three, they flung him into the raging sea. In horror, they watched as he disappeared into the dark waters, but their tension eased as immediately the sea calmed. The wind lay still, and all was quiet around them.
It was a miracle. The hardened seamen suddenly feared the God of heaven and offered a sacrifice to him. Who could resist such a God of power and might?
Was this the end of a tragic story? Was this the end of Jonah's voyage and life? Did he end up at the bottom of the deep, dark sea? Tune in next time to find out. Don't miss what happened next, and learn more about this great God of power and might. Now, God bless you until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.